Now, let me read on down here in verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. In other words, the Lord Jesus is our example. And we can't perform miracles. There are many things we can't do that he did, but we can at least want to do the Father's will. And that is the thing that the Lord Jesus put uppermost in his heart and in his life. And so when he says here that when Christ is manifest in the believer, when he keeps the word of Christ, and I hear a great deal today about the word commitment. Do you want to commit your life to Christ? What do you mean by that? I hear that so much today. Well, let me tell you what it means here. Full commitment is to love Christ. And if you love Christ, he says that you're going to keep his word. You can't help it. You want to please the person that you love. You don't like to offend the person that you love. You want to please them. That's the reason every now and then I send my wife a dozen American Beauty roses. That's the way I started off with her, because I had to sidetrack a couple of other fellas and way back yonder. And so I started out doing something they hadn't thought of doing. I sent a dozen American Beauty roses. I want to please the one I love. Now, the question is not, are you committed, but do you love Christ? That's the important thing today. Do you love Christ? And that is the thing that's all important. Now, I come to a very important verse here. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Now, what word was it they heard from the beginning? Well, let's go back and look at this for just a moment. The beginning here in 1 John is the incarnation of Christ. It began in Bethlehem, and it worked itself out in a carpenter shop, and then 3 years of his ministry, ending on a cross, and not really ending there, because he was put in a grave, and it didn't end there, and he came forth the third day. And so what we have here is a commandment that goes back. And it means the commandment that he gave, because he's saying, I'm not giving you anything new. You heard this from the very beginning. And if you go back to John 13, you'll hear the Lord Jesus speaking there. He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And then if you drop over to the 14th chapter, verse 21, I read there, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I love him and will manifest myself unto him. Then go on over to the 15th chapter at verse 10. He says, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, this is the old commandment. Now, John says, this old commandment is what I'm giving to you. It's what the Lord Jesus said. It's what he taught when he was here upon this earth. Now, he says, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Now, why is it a new commandment to believers today who are regenerated and indwelt by the Holy Spirit? Why? Because that was given on the other side of the cross and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, on this side, it's new. This is something new today. And believers are to do the will of God. And the will of God, primarily, first of all, is to love him. Oh, how important that this is here. And this is something that identifies a believer. A believer is one that delights in the will of God. And a believer ought to be able to say, because the true light The darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Day by day, moment by moment, I ought to be able to say I'm getting to know the Lord better. I'm understanding His will more perfectly. That ought to be the experience. Schiller, the great German poet, said, I see everything clearer and clearer. And that ought to be the experience of every child of God today. That day after day, you ought to be growing. And you can't grow apart from the Word of God. There's no way. It's food. And He's the bread of life that's revealed here. He's the water of life. You're going to perish. You famish if you don't feed upon Him. And the problem, the great problem today is that a great many are trying to follow a few little rules and regulations. And again, let me say it, they're programmed like an IBM computer. And they feel like that they run through all those little things, do them, everything will work out. My friend, you're a human being. If you're a child of God, you've got a new nature. And you still got that old nature. But as Paul says, I know within my flesh dwelleth no good thing. But Paul says, I want to do His will. Is that the thing that's in your heart and life? Now, I can point the verses of Scripture to you for your assurance. But my friend, you will never experience them until you're willing to do His will. Now, let me come to this again. He says here, and I'm going to pick up at verse 8, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is passing. That is the better expression here. The darkness is passing. You can look around you today. It hasn't passed yet, but it is passing. The fog of ignorance of God's Word is still much in evidence today. The darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. That is, the true light, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, is breaking into this world today. He still is the most controversial person that's ever lived on this earth.